Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, cash cattle activity is expected to remain sluggish today with bids and asking prices still undeveloped. The overall tone of the market expected to improve as packers start showing indications of needed supplies and the potential that possibly early week trade may be finished early. Southern Trade has started a pattern of trading cattle early in the week, and the next couple of days will determine if that trend does continue. Futures trade is called mixed with a combination of follow-through liquidation and short covering developing in the entire complex. The potential bounce higher in outside markets may cause cattle futures to quickly shift away from early week losses. Moving over to the hogs, limit losses in the hog futures yesterday have not only continued to bring aggressive pressure to the entire complex, but the focus on trade deal concerns with China has sparked uncertainty of longer-term direction in the hog complex. Nearby futures still remain well below long-term support levels set in early March, but the trader is backing away from previously aggressive market expectations based on China demand has quickly softened the entire complex. Wheat prices are higher following the lead of row crops as a bit of short covering hits the entire ag space. Spring wheat futures are lagging the other exchanges as planting progress was better than expected last week, with nationwide progress advancing to 45% complete, except versus the expected 35% complete. Corn prices are sharply higher early this morning, having gapped higher at the overnight open. The slower-than-expected corn planting progress combined with a wet forecast this weekend seems to finally be taking hold in the trade. The size of the reversal yesterday and the overnight bounce today is nothing to be scoffed at, but does need to be taken into context. And soybean prices are sharply higher from the overnight, enjoying a brief respite from the relentless sell pressure as of late. July soybeans hit fresh contract lows on Monday before recovering, although one must ask how sustainable a rally in soybeans is at the moment. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network's Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time, 16,000 head to be offered on May 16th, including 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Well, yesterday, June live cattle was down 270, 109.75. August down 197 at 106.92. May feeder cattle down 257, 135.05. August was down 372 at 143.10. June hogs down $3, 86.67. Kansas City wheat, the July was up 10 cents, 397. September up 10 cents at 408. Chicago wheat, July was up 12 and a quarter at 437. And September was up 11 and a half cents at 445 and a quarter. July corn was up 4 3/4 at 350. 56 and a half. September was up 4 3/4 yesterday, 365 3/4. July soybeans down 6 3/4 at 802 1/2. August down 6 3/4 at 809. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.